You know, my resignation as an MP to join a political party at its core was to serve Singapore and Singaporeans at a deeper level. In terms of independence of my voice in Parliament, absolutely. I gave my best as an MP when I spoke in Parliament. I wrote every speech myself. I meant every word that I said. And the points really came from my heart in wanting to improve things for Singapore and Singaporeans. During my time as an MP, there were times where I challenged the government in its position with certain issues and nudged it to consider things differently and take a different viewpoint of certain matters.
Accessibility means that at the time of need, there is reasonable, expedient mental health care.
I've tabled 5 adjournment motions in the 1 year and 7 months I was an MP. I spoke about mental health, social cohesion in the residential estates, foreign policy, and more recently in February, I spoke about the importance of addressing discrimination in our society. In fact, you know, even with the minister I now support on the ground in Yisun, I disagreed and expressed some reservations with Minister Shanmugam on one of the bills tabled by MHA. As far as the independence of myself as an NMP is concerned, I spoke my mind, and where I felt it was fit, I was always ready to be able to give a different point of view. When I decided that I might consider going into politics and I was ready to weigh it more substantively, I decided to resign as an NMP. It was a decision I considered carefully. It wasn't an easy decision. After my resignation, I took it upon myself to understand the PAP better, to understand what it stood for, the work it was doing on the ground, before taking the decision to join the party. The current concerns certainly relate to the cost of living for Singaporeans. And the second is the need to keep society cohesive amidst the challenges, whether locally or on the global stage. More specifically, though, I think areas which I'm particularly passionate about. Firstly, it's in terms of accessibility to a good education. My parents only managed to take their tertiary education much later, supported by their employers. The accessibility to education is important for every family to be able to lift themselves to a higher level of care as well as life. The second area of focus is really accessibility to good healthcare, in particular mental health. And that speaks to the professional side of me as a psychiatrist, having worked in the mental health care space for more than a decade now. As far as our healthcare system is concerned, in public healthcare, my view is actually the quality of the healthcare itself is actually very good. However, in terms of the accessibility to the last mile, the ability for those who are challenged in their socioeconomic status and needs, whether the same access to healthcare, whether by way of waiting times, whether by way of awareness of the help, I think we can do better. The third area of focus for me is really to build confidence in social mobility in our midst. Every Singaporean, everyone in our midst, needs to be able to feel that there is continued hope in our society that regardless of your station in life, regardless of your starting point, your life circumstances, that everyone has an opportunity to succeed. I guess the starting point of, be they community work, grassroots, or even constituency work, is always the same for me, that at its core, it's about wanting to serve and make lives better for others.